Hey everybody, it's me, Nick Fuentes. Hey, it's happening! It's Gwarpening, bitch! I didn't think it was gonna because there's no Q&A, but it's going down. So we're here, we've got a live stream going, we're gonna watch what happens.
What's going on and what they're doing to the Muslim sects that live there. This is well-documented stuff. At least man up and own that it's all about the money. It's all about the speakers. If you say, I'm not going to talk about it because it's going to affect me financially, I understand that. But at least be honest. Don't give me the bullshit that you're all of a sudden magically not so informed. You haven't been informed on anything, and that hasn't stopped you from running your mouth for a few years. So come on, own up to it. It's not that complicated.
Yeah. And here's the problem. I don't understand, like, individuals in the back, which
here
there
we go,
are
here we go.
Services available on the great campus of UCLA. But what I don't understand, why would you cheer
so
someone
cringe.
That murders and rapes women and children? Yeah, why would you cheer that? Why would you cheer that? And why would you not acknowledge that women are better under President Trump and this economy? Record low unemployment. 1,800
what is the chance?
New women created and owned businesses a day in the United States of America in 2018 alone. Those are the facts.
She's getting booed, but what's
the
chance?
People couldn't dispute that. They said, well, we like the jobs.
What are they yelling?
People have jobs. They don't like the rhetoric. You're part of the problem. You're part of the problem.
This is incredible.
Congratulations. Under President Trump, college students in America will have a job when they graduate. Even people like that.
They're struggling. Look at how badly they're struggling to control their own
guys,
events.
For those of you who want to come to the book signing, we're going to go over and do that. I look forward to meeting you
guys
face to face.
Wow.
It's awesome to be able to be out here. Thank you very much. And thank you all for exercising
you so
your free
much.
Speech.
Keep fighting on your campuses every single day. Thank
incredible.
You.
They're in retreat. They're in retreat. This event lasted 30 minutes. Wow. They're getting booed. They're getting booed off the stage. They cut the audio.
Donald Trump Jr. speaking at a Turning Point USA
event
at UCLA. He was talking about his new book, Triggered, and he also talked about his recent...
Wow, that was something. This event lasted, let's see. Are you kidding me? This event lasted 30 minutes. We shut it down after 30 minutes. They sat down 33 minutes ago, so understand the significance of that. So, for people that are not aware, today was... the first Turning Point USA event since the first event that they've streamed since OSU last Tuesday. So OSU was, what, it was Tuesday. It was the last Tuesday in October. Charlie Kirk got humiliated. We asked like 9 questions. This was their first streamed event since then. It was Don Jr., Charlie Kirk, and I guess Kimberly Guilfoyle at UCLA. From the very beginning, they announced there would be no questions. And I don't know if they didn't stream that part on OAN, but at the very beginning of the event where we had planned to attend and ask questions and we'd coordinated, at the very beginning, Turning Point said, we're not taking any questions. They got booed immediately. Throughout the whole speech that lasted 30 minutes, they got heckled, jeered, there was Joker laughing, people were yelling out questions. It seemed to me like every time Don Jr. talked about free speech or asking questions, there was heckling, there was booing, people were talking about questions, free speech. It seemed to happen about 5 minutes ago that a chant broke out of Q&A. The audience started chanting Q&A, booing, yelling, a chant of build the wall. I think it got to the point where just literally in the last 5 to 10 minutes, the audience was completely in revolt. It was so out of control that they ended the event early after 30 minutes. And so to me, this is just like, such a huge victory, because not only did we force them to cut the Q&A, because they knew we would be there, and they knew we would ask questions that would embarrass Charlie Kirk, but they had to end the event after 30 minutes, booed, literally booed off the stage by their own supporters. Incredible, incredible event. We're at 4,000. We're at 4,000 viewers on DLive. No big deal, spontaneously. I don't know. There's not much else to say. I was just at a thing yesterday. I was at an event. We were doing some Groiper War things yesterday. So I was traveling this morning. I had to drive like 5 hours. And so I just got home at like 2:50 the event was at Central Time. The event was at 3 o'clock Central. I guess it started at like 3:10. So I figured, like, if there's no Q&A, I don't know if I'll stream it. But literally, the event was so short that, like, we literally caught the last 2 minutes of it. That's how short it was, that it went from no Q&A to out of control to, okay, let's wrap it up, 5 more minutes, boot off the stage. So there's not really much more to say, not really much more to cover here. I don't even know why I went live. Why did I even go live? I thought it would have went on for a little bit longer, I guess. Now I feel kind of gypped. Now I'm live. We've been streaming for like 5 minutes. The event is over. Let's see what they're saying about it. Let's see what their cover is for this, their coverage.
Now, you also heard his partner, Kimberly Guilfoyle, talking there alongside the founder of Turning Point, Charlie Kirk. Excuse me. Now, Don Jr. went on to criticize the Mueller probe and Joe Biden's son, Hunter, saying his family has been in business for decades and said Hunter suddenly got that job on the board of Burisma, suggesting his father played a hand in that. Now, he also briefly mentioned the censorship he's received online and mentioned the Jussie Smollett controversy, saying there is no place for hoaxes in the U.S. Now, toward the end... also heard both him and Kimberly tout several of the Trump administration's policies, including the booming economy, as well as record
this guy's, you're controlled opposition, and you look ridiculous. What's going on with this shirt? Excuse me. Controlled opposition. Will not name the Groiper. Will not name America First. You're off. You're off the air. We're moving over to Twitter.com. Whoops. Moving over to Twitter.com. Moving over to Twitter.com. Where we will be looking at what's been going on here.
Are you still using Google?
We'll get some lo-fi hip-hop in the background. That was an advertisement. Let's get some lo-fi, just so my headphones don't turn off on their own. Where are we? Here we go. So let's see. Let's watch this.
Furthest leftist on a college campus.
Watch this.
It doesn't happen that way. We're willing to listen.
Q&A!
We're willing to listen.
Q&A!
Listen. Q&A.
Leftist
incredible. Watch one more time.
We're willing to listen.
Q&A.
We're willing to listen. The furthest leftist on a college campus. Right? It doesn't happen that way. We're willing to listen.
Can we get the Joker soundtrack? I'm getting the Joker soundtrack up. This kills the Charlie. This kills Charlie Kirk. Where's the, here we go.
The furthest leftist on a college campus. Right? It doesn't happen that way. We're willing to listen.
This is so good, dude. This is better. This is better than questions. This is better. This is literally better than the questions. I don't know if you understand how big this is. This is the president's son. The president's son. And we're chanting Q&A at him. Because of the Groypers. The Groypers, bitch. America first. That's so good. So good. But let's see. We'll look at some other videos. Let's see what else is going on. I'm a little bit high up here. We are happy to answer your questions. If this ain't a meltdown, I don't know what it is, guys. Yeah, Femoid got triggered. And it's funny because the book title is Triggered, and they're the ones that got triggered. Isn't that? It looks like you're the one that got triggered.
I think you're triggered, Don.
No, I think you're triggered, you bitch! I think you're triggered, you tiny tooth, big face, piece of shit! You're triggered!
...have disrupted even the furthest leftists on a college campus. Right? It doesn't happen that way. We're willing to listen. We're willing to listen.
So epic. We get the Q&A again. I think this video is a little bit longer. This is literally history. It's history in the making.
See what I mean? And that is the problem. And the reason oftentimes it doesn't make sense to do the Q&A is...
Where's the Knife King? It's right here, bro. You know I keep it on me.
Now, it's because people hijack it with nonsense looking to go for some sort of soundbite. You have people spreading nonsense, spreading hate to try to take over that room.
No, it's because you're not making your parents proud by being rude and disruptive and discourteous. We are happy to answer a question.
He's not pretty triggered. That's so good. Let's see, what else do we have on the timeline? We are happy to answer your questions. Yeah, obviously not. handful of disruptors at TPUSA disgruntled for lack of Q&A. A betting woman might say the libs are blowing their cover here. Yeah, that's what it is. Amazing how so many of these lefties, it's lefties. Yeah, definitely. Keep telling yourself that, babe. Fire's rising. Let's see. They are retreating to the book signing where Junior says he wants to meet some of you face-to-face. If you are willing to buy his book, please go. Please go if you're there. Please go to the book signing. Get questions there. But don't be mean to Don Jr. Don Jr., we like. Don't counter-signal him. If you're going to give any shit, talk about Charlie Kirk. Talk about Charlie Kirk to Don Jr. Let's see. Mr. Medeker's got
it. Discourteous. We are happy to answer a question. There it is. Respect the people around you. They can hear. You don't play by the same rules. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I bet you engage
in Charlie. Hey, Charlie Kirk. How about we cut you up into little pieces and feed them to your pooches? Then we'll see how loyal a hungry dog really is. Right? It's not about the money. It's about sending a message. Everything burns, Charlie. Let's see, what else do we have on the timeline? Outstanding! Charlie Kirk eviscerates Nationalist Youth by canceling questions altogether. You guys are amazing. Yeah, you guys really did it, man. This is literally history in the making. You don't understand. You have no idea the gravity of what's happening right now. Just ended with loud booing and a visibly frustrated Charlie Kirk. They had to cancel Q&A. But this was still a win. Bad optics. No, what do we mean still a win? This was a huge win. They cut the Q&A and they had to retreat. Uh-oh.
She said he's a pussy. That's Tara.
Kind of funny, though. Let's see. They canceled the talk going right to the... Yeah, we saw that. All right, so I think that's all the... Honestly, there's not a lot of footage to cover. Not a lot of footage because, oh my gosh, I just drank like 2 bottles of water concurrently, so. You've completely lost young campus conservatives. Facts, though. Facts. Let's see what Party Goy says. Party Goy says, someone in the crowd just screamed, "You're faggots," at Charlie Kirk and Don Jr. after they ended without doing a Q&A. Also, a couple of Groypers wearing Amp First and Mike Ma merch came up after and said, "Hey, Party Goy, big fan. You guys are epic." So, isn't this so epic? This is the best thing that's happened since the election. This is the best thing that's happened since the election. The streams, the IRL meetups, the America First shows, the Telegram questions... You know, everything's been going on Daily Wire. It's just not been the best thing since, like, He Will Not Divide Us. Easily the best internet meme since He Will Not Divide Us or the election. This is the beginning. This is the beginning of 2020. Understand. We haven't even started. Let's go back to our lo-fi hip-hop. We'll browse the timeline a little bit. Then I'll get out of here. Maybe I'll come back and do something later. But it's just like, this is an advertisement. But it's just like there's not much going on, you know, because obviously the event didn't last very long at all.
Listen, man.
Let me turn that down a little. Test, test. Okay. Let's see, what else do we got? Who is this woman? You guys can't get laid. We need more women starting businesses. Laugh my ass up. Shut the fuck up, Vol. We're here to make America great again. Hell yeah. Let's see. I usually just ignore people that bother me. I notice a pattern. Okay, I don't know if that's addressing us. USA chants have been replaced by Q&A, all part of Charlie Kirk's master plan. Where's the Q&A? There is no Q&A, Jeff. All right, yeah, well, I guess that's all there is to it, really. I guess that's all there is to it, that, yeah, the Q&A chant, and the event's disrupted. And she called us incels. Canceled the Q&A, had to leave early, got booed off the stage, audience revolted. So good. It doesn't get better than this. I mean, by the way, how's the volume? Is the music too loud? The guy Joker laughing. Yeah, some guy was Joker laughing in the beginning. Don Jr. was telling a story about Jussie Smollett. Some guy was just going, ah, throughout the whole thing. It was so good. That was perfect. Do you understand that that could not have gone better? Could not have gone better. Because if we had gone and asked our questions, I mean, I don't know, there might have been, okay, it might have been optimal if we got to ask, like, questions humiliating Charlie Kirk in front of Don Jr., maybe. But here's the thing. There are a couple of risks inherent with the Q&A. Number one is, would we have gotten any groypers in line? Would we have had plants in the line? Wignats, you know, would there have been some alt-right characters trying to sabotage? Would people be asking about Israel and make us look bad? Point being is this. If they had done a Q&A, it would have been a real gamble. It would have been a really uncertain thing. You know, either there was a plant and they ruined the whole thing, or Don Jr. disavows us and that would be terrible, or they ask Israel questions, the questions are bad, or no, none of our guys even get into the Q&A line to begin with, right? So if there actually was a Q&A, it's like a coin toss whether that would have been good for us. I would say our odds that it went well in the Q&A today, if they took the questions, would have been like a quarter. I would say, if I were a betting man, I would say 25% chance that we would have come away with a really satisfying victory if they had done the Q&A, because of all the reasons I just listed. Our own questions, probably, they could have been bad. There could have been a saboteur, you know, some kind of plant. Or we could have just not even gotten into the line. That might have been the worst possibility altogether. So there were some inherent risks associated with the Q&A. This is a clean victory. This is a complete and total clean victory. And it also shows progression. Because, you know, let's say we got in the Q&A. Like with Ben Shapiro, we completely were not able to penetrate the line. For whatever reason, either they filtered out or profiled or hand-selected the questioners. We were not able to infiltrate their line. If Ben Shapiro didn't give a speech about us on Thursday, that would have been our biggest defeat yet, right? Because none of our guys got in the line. If Ben Shapiro had just done a speech, like a regular speech, it would have looked like we were completely ineffectual, like we had no presence, because there were no questions, and the speech would have been ignoring us. But he spent 50 minutes condemning us, so that was a huge victory. And then again today, you would have had a very large chance that it would have gone awry, and even if it went well, as I said, back to the idea of progression. Even if it went well, it's like we've done this before. We did OSU. We heckled at ASU. We did all these different events where we did questions. This shows that they are changing their calculus because of this. I mean, understand the significance of this from a strategic point of view. This is a retreat. They go out and say, we're canceling the Q&A. Outright revolt. It went from respectfully asking questions and then being dismissed to they are forced to change their itinerary, forced to shut down the Q&A, and then an open revolt because of it. It's accelerating, some might say. And then I thought that was great in itself, but then they have to cut the event short. They get booed off the stage. They get heckled throughout the whole thing. A chant Q&A because they're not entertaining the questions. It's absolutely huge. And you know Charlie Kirk is pissed. You know he's furious right now because he just got humiliated. It's one thing for us to go and penetrate the line and give him a hard time with the questions. It's another thing that the whole audience is booing him and telling him, get off the stage, you're not conservative. It went from a couple of, you know, what they call trolls, a couple of America First reps in the line, or in the case of OSU, the whole line, giving him a hard time, to the whole room is an open revolt against them, and they have to flee because the audience is not on their side. And remember, this is all because of us. And that's what's so great about this. It's us! We own this! It's not like, you know, it's not like some of these other things where, I mean, we are hijacking, obviously, the Turning Point Tour, but it's not like some of these other, like the, you know, PewDiePie race to 100 million. Like, a lot of our guys participated in that. Like, we memed for PewDiePie, whatever. But that was like PewDiePie's thing. Or, you know, I can think of another or a number of instances, like the Logan Paul KSI fight. To an extent, we were kind of memeing about that. Yang Gang. We were kind of memeing about the Yang Gang. But this is us. It's a direct cause and effect. We are the ones that created this. They, and think about just the direct causal relation. Because of what I said on America First, or because of America First fans, you know, but our community of the dissident right, the America First right, whatever you want to call it, because of what we are saying on YouTube, Telegram, and on Twitter, the president's son, the son of the president of the United States, Charlie Kirk, the head of the largest conservative campus organization in the country, got booed off of a stage that had canceled the Q&A, got booed and heckled off the stage, couldn't last 20 minutes because of us. And that, to me, just goes to show the white pill. That's the white pill for the next year, the next couple of years. That shows the power of the movement. America First, we did it, folks, you know, and even after the big counteroffensive by Ben Shapiro, they thought, oh, we're going to defeat these guys, you know, we're gonna call them the alt-right too, and that'll be the end of it. Guy Benson, the gay guy, he's going to, you know, tweet about how we're the alt-right. Surely that will defeat them. Excuse me. And here we are today, and we'll be back on Tuesday, and we'll be back on Wednesday. Tuesday is Florida University. And Wednesday is North Carolina State University. Euphoria. Simply awesome. Simply wonderful. Very good. Very good job. Hey, congratulations to the people at UCLA. You know, I consider myself, you know, let's just come out with it. I'm the King Groiper. I'm the supreme leader of the Allied Forces. Deal with it, right? Now that said, it's the people on the front lines that are making the difference here. It's the people. I sort of call myself that tongue-in-cheek, you know, we're the Groiper generals, I'm the Groiper supreme leader, whatever. But I consider myself like a cheerleader, an advisor. I'm on here showing people what's going on. I'm amping the audience up. I'm doing the Joker dance, whatever. But understand that I may have inspired this, but the people that started this were just people that watched my show. It was that Kay Alexander guy and Patrick Bateman, right? That guy who asked the question. It was two guys who just said, we're going to just, you know, we're going to go and ask Charlie Kirk about the liberty or about legal immigration. And then that was two in Colorado, four students in Iowa University then did the same the next day. Four students in New Hampshire did the same the following day. And then nine did at OSU and so on and so forth. And so I, you know, we call ourselves tongue-in-cheek, I Drew Groiper, I'm the King Groiper, I'm Supreme Groiper, whatever. But I can't tell you, and I hope it doesn't come off as like false modesty. I really am, and maybe to convince you it's not false, I'm like surprised at how high quality this has been. It cannot go any better. We've had maybe a couple of mess-ups, a couple of screw-ups, and they've been so minor. For as long as this has been going on, as much surface area in terms of how many different events, like opportunities, in other words, for things to go wrong, things have been going miraculously well. The questions have been good. The people asking them have been optical. People are showing up in big numbers. I don't want it to sound like proprietary, but I'm so proud. I'm so proud of this community. I really am. I know you feel the same way. I'm so proud of everything that has been built up over the last 2 years that we have finally got, we have arrived at a place where we can have a movement that is perfect, that is anti-fragile, resilient, it's not making mistakes, communication is solid, optics, people are on the same page, messaging, people are on the same page, it's normal people finally in our movement, as opposed to, you know, weirdos and fringe people like it was, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. So it's incredible. What we're seeing is incredible. We are making waves. You have no idea. This is the talk of the town in Washington, D.C. I know so many people in D.C. I know so many people all over in all these different organizations. That's not a brag. It's just my job. That's who I deal with. These are like my colleagues. Everybody I know is talking about this. Everybody I know in politics, everybody I know in D.C., this is the talk of the town. And the best part is it's like, and nobody's even reporting about this. It's completely organic. It is as organic as it gets. It's word of mouth. It's social media, organic social media engagement. You know, it's not like we never got a story about this in the Washington Examiner. There was never a story about this in The Hill. It has gotten zero coverage. The only paper that has reported about this is the Daily Dot. People know about this because of America First. Mr. Medeker did a stream about it. Steve Franson did a few videos. Patrick Casey did a podcast about it. And that's it. It's the podcasts and it's word of mouth. And it's the biggest thing happening in American politics that nobody's reporting about. That is because of us. Cheers. I'd like to propose a toast. Can we get a little Kanye check and chat? Can we get a little... Let's get a little Kanye. Get your drinks ready. I'm going to get, you know, forget the water. I don't drink alcohol, so let me get my Coke. Not diet. Get your drinks. Go. Set yourself up. Get a water. You know, get a soda pop, whatever you need. Let's get a toast going. We're going off.
Yo, fuck you, Kanye, first and foremost.
I know it's gonna be loud, but we're celebrating.
Motherfucker. I had to throw everybody out the motherfucking room.
Get your drinks.
I like to propose a toast.
Toast.
I said toast, motherfucker. La, 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 la. La, 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 la.
We did it. La, 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 la. We did it, fellas. Cheers to the Groyper movement. We made it.
Raise your glasses,
Charlie Kirk. Turning Point USA. Daily Wire.
This is the last call.
Antifa.
For the
Human Events with Will Chamberlain. Hi, I'm Will Chamberlain. We defeated them all. We've beaten them all. Week 4, Groyper Week 4. We're not going anywhere.
Come back next year with the whole fucking game. Ain't nobody expect Kanye to end up on top. They expect that
Mickey's out. Mickey's out.
Dropping it flop. Then maybe he stopped saving all the good beats for himself. Rockefeller's only niggas that help. My money was standing.
Think about
Paul,
it. Think about all the enemies we defeated. Ben Shapiro. Cassie Dillon. Matt Walsh.
Would you please stop
Andrew
talking about Clavin, how my dick is?
Charlie Kirk. Benny Johnson. Guy Benson. David French.
In Texas. It's funny
Will Chamberlain. Ian Miles Chong. Antifa. Turning Point.
Lexus. Now
Gaff.
I am.
Lone Conservative.
And they ask me,
Will Nardi.
They ask me, I tell them.
We beat them all. And easily.
Flawlessly.
We did it in Colorado, Iowa, New Hampshire, California, Ohio, Arizona, Texas. Dan Crenshaw.
Now is Kanye the most overlooked? Yes, sir. Now is Kanye the most overbooked? Yes, sir.
That's me. Most overlooked. Now the most overbooked. Gorka, Sebastian Gorka. Who could forget? Who could forget the Gorka? Of course.
It come out sweeter than old Sadie.
Yeah.
This is Bun B when I met him at the
you could say I'm in a good
girl he had with him ass could have won the horse awards.
You could say
and
we're
I
white
was almost famous. Now everybody love Kanye. I'm almost reigning.
You could say
so
I'm white
arrogant. Can y'all blame him?
It was straight embarrassing how y'all played them.
Facts.
Last year shopping my door, I was trying to shine. Every motherfucker told me that I couldn't rhyme. Now I can let these dream killers kill my self-esteem or use my arrogance as a steam to power my dreams. I use it as my gas, so they say that I'm gas.
Roiper Nation.
I'll be last, so I ought to
America first.
Suits behind a desk no more. You niggas wear suits cause you can't dress no more. You can't say shit.
We're schmooting, we're partying, it's a party. Hey, hey, what's your name? Nicholas J. Fuentes. Hey, you're a pretty good dancer. I know. You know who's not? Charlie Kirk.
I went to the malls and I balled too hard. Oh my God, is that a black card? I turned around and replied, why yes, but I prefer the term African American Express. Brains, power, and muscle like Dan Buffy and Russell. Your boy back on the hustle. You know what I've been up to. Killing y'all niggas on that lyrical shit. Mayonnaise, color bins, I push miracle whips and I am. And they ask me, I tell them. Raise your glasses to the sky. This is the last call.
Yo, what's this? Wow. Now's the time they load. Where's my video? We have to get the Joker shot. There it is. Continue to America deny that it's not an America First movement.
America First! America First! America First! America First!
So good. I mean, that's just, it does not get better than that. It does not get better than that. Incredible, incredible day. Wow, what a white pill. I thought today, no meme, I thought today wasn't going to go very well. You know, full disclosure now that it's happened. But I was wrong. I should have had faith. And you want to know why? Because God is with us. You know, we're memeing a little bit, but we are humble Christians, believers in the American nation, defenders of what is right in the country, defenders of what is right in the world. That's why we're winning. Never forget that. It's not because of me. It's not even to an extent because of the questioners. It's because of the big guy. It's because of God. It's because of Jesus Christ. Because of what we represent. It's what we're about. Is it any coincidence? All the pieces falling into place. God is on our side. He is with us. I'm a believer. Because it's a movement of prayer. It's a movement where people are praying for this. People are asking God for counsel. We are listening to God. We are trying to exercise his will. I'm a firm believer. And Charlie Kirk is not. You know, Charlie Kirk is getting routed because he supports evil. He is complicit in it. It fills his organization. It fills his ranks. So sure, I mean, have I inspired something? Are people out on the front lines doing this, right? But ultimately, we have to remember who the big guy is, right? That's what it's all about. Jesus is king. Jesus is king. Never forget. But I think we may have to call. I don't know. Should we just schmoot a little bit more? I feel like some people might want to clip this stream, so I don't want to just like jump into gaming. I'll probably go off stream. I'll do some things on Telegram, on Twitter to talk about this, and then I'll come back on later and maybe do like a celebration gaming stream. Maybe we could do a cozy. We could do a gaming stream. Maybe I'll see if Patrick's available. I'll bring on maybe Jaden. I don't know. We'll have to see who's available. But does that sound good? Is that a plan? So everybody get ready for our party. It's tonight, let's say 5:30 Central Time. So we'll say in an hour and 10 minutes, I'll be back. We'll do some gaming. We'll do some discussion. We'll celebrate. Who knows? Maybe I'll take calls or something. I'll see if I could figure that out in like an hour. I don't want to overpromise. I don't want to overpromise, but we could do a we do a weekend celebration stream. It'll be fun. It'll be a fun party. But I will call it for right now. Wow. We got 20,000 Lino in like, what, 20 minutes? So, hey, it looks like we have a Ninjet. Big money Wagey. Holy smokes. He's got a Ninjet. Thank you. Thank you so much to Big Money Wagey. Hey, thanks to Cascadian Nationalist for the Ninjaginis. And then it looks like Jin also gave us a Ninjagini. Thanks to John, JHN. So thanks to everybody that gave lemons and all that. Thanks for watching this abbreviated short stream. Hey, congrats to everybody that was at UCLA. Congrats to everybody that's been a part of this from the beginning, and I mean from the very beginning, of America First. Thanks to everybody that's been here since the beginning of the Groyper Wars. Thanks for watching. Hope you enjoyed, and we'll see you. Remember, I'll post about it on Telegram, I think, but I will be back here momentarily. I think I'll take like an hour and 10 minutes. I'll get something set up. We'll be back here. We'll have a little celebration. But hey, thanks for watching. We will see you back momentarily.